question today is, what have you shopped for God?
所以今天我的问题是说, 那你为神, 买了什么礼物?
What possible gift can we purchase or give God?
我们有什么样的礼物是我们可以买到的, 或者是为神预备的?
God owns the whole world.
神拥有世界所有的一切。
He doesn't seem to need anything.
他好像不需要任何东西。
So what can we give God on a Christmas day?
所以我们在这个圣诞节的时候, 我们可以送给神什么东西呢?
There is one thing that God wants more than anything for this Christmas.
有一件事情是神非常需要的。
That is you.
就是你和我。
That is me.
就是我。
All about who we are.
我们在座的每一位。
Oftentimes we try to give God things that we have made.
我们常常, 送给神一样我们自己所做的东西。
Things that we have done.
或者是说我们认为我们所做过的一些好事。
But God really wants us.
但是神真的要的是我们。
So this Christmas, I want you to just keep in the back part of your brain. What can I give God this year?
所以现在我就希望说大家呢, 在你的脑海里头就想想看我到底可以为神预备些什么礼物。
And the simple message will be, it's about me giving God who I am.
所以这个很简单的一个信息就是说, 给神就是我这么一个简单的人。
And the three ladies that came to worship in, right before, the three ladies, yeah, I want to pay attention.
我们刚刚三位, 年轻的姊妹 在这里带我们唱诗。
This story is about a girl named Mary.
那我们今天这个信息的主角就是, 是一个女孩玛利亚。
And you could understand from the story that because one girl obeyed.
我们从今天的故事就可以知道, 因为有一位女孩她遵行了神的旨意。
Because one virgin girl gave God her heart.
因为一位处女她给了她自己的心献给了神。
Entire history has changed.
所有人类的历史就被改变了。
So this is a message for all of us here.
所以今天的这个信息就是给我们每一位在座的。
So the background of the story is found in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 27.
所以这个故事的背景是在 路加福音第一章26到27节。
The scripture reads, In the sixth month, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
到了第六个月,天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去,这城名叫拉撒勒,到了一个童女那里,是已经许配给大卫家的一个人名叫约瑟。And
Mary's initial response is found in Luke chapter 1, verse 29 and on. It says, Mary was greatly troubled, petrified at his words, and wondered what kind of greetings this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God.
玛利亚第一个反应就是在这个路加福音第一章29节这边说，玛利亚因为这话就很惊慌，她说她在想，反复思想这个天使的问安是什么意思。天使对她说，玛利亚不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。Now
you can understand why she would be afraid.
那我们可以了解到说为什么玛利亚会很惊慌。
Has God ever came to you when you were sleeping and called you by name and say, CJ.
神有没有从来在你的梦中来到你的面前，然后来呼叫你的名字？
Well, obviously, we'll be scared.
如果有的话，真的是会让你有一些害怕。
We have to understand that before this time and about 400 years, there was a silent time.
我们所需要了解的就是说，在这个时候之前有400年的时间，神并没有对以色列人说话。
Old Testament ended with Malachi, and about 400 years, God didn't speak to His people.
那个旧约就已在马拉基书已经结束了，然后有一段很长的时间，神并没有对犹太人再说话。But
Mary is visited by God's messenger.
但是呢，神的使者却来拜访了这个玛利亚。We
would like all I think all Christians would like to be visited by supernatural. We would like the angels to visit, Holy Spirit to visit us.
我们是不是在座的每一个基督徒都很希望也被一些超自然，或者是说， 那个天使来看我们或拜访我们。
But I think we want that in a fantasy. We really don't want God to visit us like that.
但是如果是真正的想的话，我们只希望那个好像是在一种幻境当中，而不是真实的世界里头。
We like things to be natural.
我们很喜欢我们的事情就是像一般自然的一样。
We don't want it supernatural.
我们不要太特别或是超自然。
We don't like writing on the wall.
我们不喜欢有在好像墙壁上写的字。
We don't want a strange angel looking over us and telling us his voice.
我们也不想要有一个不认识的天使来看放我们。
Mary was very afraid.
所以玛利亚当时非常的惊慌。
She was horrified.
她非常的害怕。
And she probably felt like, who am I that an angel of God would visit me?
她说我到底是什么样的人？为什么这个天使要来看我呢？
When God calls each of us, all of us go through these weird fears.
所以当神真的是来呼召我们的时候，我们每个人可能都有不同的很奇怪的害怕。
God, do you really need me?
我们会就是怀疑的说，神，你真的需要我吗？
But what is certain is that God has called Mary, God is calling all of us so that he could bless us.
但是我们很确定的一件事情就是说，神已经呼召了玛利亚，他也呼召了我们在座的每一个人，为的是要来祝福我们。
Being a Christian is not about just receiving God's blessing.
但是身为一个基督徒，不是只是要得神的赏赐跟祝福。
God wants to bless you.
神要祝福我们。
But that's just one part of the story.
但是这只是一小部分的故事。
He wants to bless you, but he wants you to be the source of blessing for others.
神要祝福你我，但是他也要你成为他祝福的一个来源。
Being a Christian is not about just me, God bless me.
我们身为一个基督徒，不是说就只是我神啦，祝福我，祝福我。
But it's about being a conduit.
但是我们要成为他的一个管道，一个赐福的管道。
By our simple obedience, we could bless everybody else.
因为我们一个简单的顺服，就可以成为多人的祝福。
And this is why God visited Mary.
这是为什么神要到玛利亚面前。
And this is perhaps why He's visiting us today.
这也是为什么神今天就在我们的当中。
He wants to bless you.
他要祝福你。
But He also wants you to be a blessing to others.
但是他也要你我成为别人的祝福。
So what does God want for Christmas?
所以神到底在这个圣诞节他要什么东西呢？
I gave you one of these simple. My sermons are always simple. I have 3 points.
我的讲道都是很简单，我通常都是有三点。
But I think it's powerful points.
但是我觉得是非常有力的三点。
So first, what does God want for Christmas? God wants His people to do His will.
所以神要什么礼物呢？第一个就是他要我们遵行他的旨意。
God is waiting for His people who is willing to do God's will.
神在等候愿意遵行他旨意的人。
When people of God says, God, I want Your will to be done.
当我们说愿你的旨意行在地上的时候，
we will see revival.
我们就会看到复兴。
We will see people change.
我们会看到人心改变。
If God's will is in our heart,
如果神的心意是在我们的心意里头，
God will do His will in us.
神就可以透过我们来在行在他的旨意，就可以透过我们行在这个地上。
When you really think about it, the struggle that we have is really, do I want God's will or do I want my will?
所以常常我们的挣扎就是说，我们到底是要神的旨意，还是我自己的心意？
That's always the same struggle.
所以常常就是一个好像拉锯战。
Luke chapter 1 verse 30 to 34 reads, and this is again a story of Mary.
在路加福音第一章里头继续说30节到33节。
God is revealing His will this way. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with the child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Joseph forever, Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
所以在这个三十节里头，神就向玛利亚透露了他的心意。天使对他说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
God's will for Mary was, you're going to be with the child, and you're going to give birth to a child.
他给玛利亚的心意就说，你要怀孕生子，而且你要生一个儿子。
But the problem is, she's a virgin, she's not married.
但是这里的一个问题就是说，玛利亚是一个童女，她还没有结婚。
But that was the will of God for her.
但是这却是神在她身上的心意。
Sometimes God's will for our lives doesn't make sense up here.
很多时候神的心意好像在我们脑筋是可以没有办法明白的。
How can this be, God?
这怎么可能呢？这样的事情。
I'm only a man, I'm only a virgin, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough education. We have a lot of questions that doesn't make sense.
有很多时候我们有很多的理由，也有很多的疑问，就说我只是一个童女，或者说我只是一个普通的人，我能做什么呢？
And by the way, Mary had a plan.
而且在这个时候，玛利亚本来是有一个不同的计划。
Her plan was to get married to Joseph.
她的计划就是说她要嫁给约瑟。
And live happily ever after.
而且就是快快乐乐过将来的日子。
Mary had a good plan.
所以玛利亚是有一个很好的完美的
计划。She found the right guy.
她找到了她心中的白马王子。
And she was just waiting to be married to this guy and live good life.
所以她只是在等待说她要嫁给这位合适的对象，然后她可以有一个美好的日子，将来的生活和家庭。
But God had a different plan.
但是神对她却有不同的计划。
He had a wonderful plan.
她有一个很美好的计划。
We know this scripture from Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
我们知道在那个耶利米书29章
And it says this way, Jeremiah 29, 11, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, the plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
When God visits you, when God calls you, When he reveals his will to you,
当神来跟你面对面的时候，当他把他的心意向你显明的时候
，is because he has a wonderful plan for you.
是因为他有一个美好的计划。
He doesn't just call you so that he could distract you.
他不是说他呼召你要让你有一个就是让你疏忽了什么事情。
When he teaches through the scripture, through the Bible. He's calling you so that we can understand his wonderful plan for our lives.
所以当他呼召我们来读他的话语的时候，因为他要告诉我们，他对我们每一个人都有一个美好的计划。
Again, the struggle is, do I want to follow what God is telling me, or do I want to do what I want to do?
但是我们的挣扎再一次就是说，我要遵行神的旨意呢，还是我要遵照自己心里的想法？
I pray that each of us here, simple point, that we would understand that I need to be willing to do God's will.
我希望我们在座的每一位都可以了解说有一个很简单的事情，就是我们有一个愿意的心意来遵行神的话。
Do you want to get to know him?
你要认识神吗?
Do you want to seek his kingdom?
你要看到他的国度吗?
Do you want to do his will?
你愿意遵行他的旨意吗?
If you think about it, these are the steps that Jesus took.
如果我们再想一想的话，这些就是耶稣所做的事情。
Jesus prayed, Thy kingdom come.
耶稣的祷告说，愿你的国降临。
Thy will be done.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
That's our prayer. That has to be our prayer.
这也必须成为是我们的祷告。
What does God want for Christmas?
所以神要什么做圣诞节的礼物呢?
He wants each of us to say, God, let your will be done in my life.
他的心意就是说，愿你的旨意成就在我们每一个人的身上。
Second thing that God wants is God wants his people to pay the price.
神要的第二个礼物就是要我们付上代价。
People who are willing to pay the price.
是愿意付上代价的人。
Luke chapter 1 verse 38 reads this way. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said.
玛利亚在38节就说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Mary heard the will of God.
玛利亚听到神的话语。
And her response is, I will pay the price.
她的反应就是说，我愿意付上这个代价。
May it be to me as you desire.
在情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
In Luke chapter 14, verse 27 to 28, Jesus tells his disciples how they ought to follow him.
在这个路加福音里头，耶稣也告诉他的门徒，他们要如何的来跟随他。
And it says, And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you want to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it.
所以在这段圣经里头, 耶稣对他的门徒说, 若有人要跟从我, 他就必须背上他的十字架来跟从我。
All of us, when we want to do the will of God, we need to be willing to pay the price.
当我们愿意遵行神的旨意的时候, 我们同时也要必须愿意付上一个代价。
Now, what was at stake for Mary?
但是对玛利亚来讲, 她付上的代价是什么呢?
What would following God's will for her life cost her?
就是当她遵行神的旨意的时候, 她的生命里头产生了怎么样的改变?
Her reputation, perhaps.
她的好像她的名声大概就被破坏了。
She had a lot of explaining to do.
她必须要跟别人解释。
To her husband, to her in-laws.
她必须向约翰或者是约翰的家人解释。
And for the rest of her life, she needs to live with this child that is not her husband's child.
而且在她一生的当中,她必须要关照这个孩子,而且这个孩子不是约瑟肉体的孩子。
Now, perhaps the whole society is going to look at them very differently.
在当时的社会是怎么样会看待他们?
She wasn't going to have a big engagement party or wedding party.
所以当时她心里所想象的她的订婚宴或是她的喜宴好像全部都没有了。
I was told that every girl's dream is about putting on a beautiful wedding gown.
人家告诉我说每一个女孩子的梦想就是能够穿上最漂亮的这个婚纱礼服。
Men thinks about wedding maybe 1 month.
那个男生好像想到婚礼的时候只想一个月。
The day we go fit our tux, that's when we think about the wedding.
就是当我们好像必须去试穿我们的那个礼服的时候。
Every little girl puts on a towel or whatever and they think about the wedding day.
但是所有的小女生或者是女孩子都一天到晚就会想说她们的这个婚纱礼服会是怎么样的漂亮。
For Mary, all of that is gone.
但是对玛利亚来讲, 这所有的一切都被抛在九霄云外了。
Her husband was going to divorce her quietly.
约瑟当时是想说暗暗地休了她。
Before she even got married, her marriage was in trouble.
在她结婚之前, 她的婚姻已经出了问题。
She had to completely depend on God for her marriage.
在那个时候她只能够完全地信靠神。
And uncertainty of the future. What's going to happen?
而且对未来不知的未来的一个，他怎么做法，怎么办呢？
One thing was very certain.
但是有一件事情是非常确定的。
Listen to this carefully.
我们仔细地听这一点。
When we hear the will of God,
当我们听到神的旨意的时候,
when we're willing to pay the cost,
当我们愿意付上这个代价的时候,
one thing is absolutely true.
有一件事情是非常确真确的。
Our lives will never be the same again.
我们的生命，我们的生活是不会再一样的了。When
you follow Jesus Christ, your life will never be the same.
当你愿意跟随耶稣的时候，你的生命就会被改变。When
we pay the price, our lives will never be the same.
当我们愿意为耶稣付上代价的时候，我们的生命也会完全的不一样了。Most
people stay in the first one. Most people hear the will of God.
很多人留在第一点，就是说我们听到神的话，神的旨意。
There's a lot of Christians who hear God's will.
很多基督徒都听到神的话。But
there's more people that's unwilling to pay the price.
但是有更多人不愿意付上遵行神旨意的代价。You
could be a Christian that know the will of God.
你可以是一个基督徒，非常清楚神的旨意是什么。And
never pay the cost.
但是你从来不愿意付上这个代价。
That's why Jesus said, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow me.
所以耶稣才说, 你如果要跟随我, 你就要放弃你自己, 要背起你的十字架来跟从我。
There's a cost of being a disciple of Jesus Christ.
所以成为耶稣的门徒也必须要付上代价。
There's a cost of following God's will.
我们要遵行神的旨意, 也是有一个代价。
What are you willing to pay?
你愿意付上什么样的代价呢?
I list a few things here. Are you willing to give up some bad habits?
你愿意放弃你一些不好的习惯吗?
Some comfort?
你的一些比较舒适的东西吗?
Some bad relationships?
或者一些比较不合适的那个关系?
Unhealthy friendships?
或者是不合适的友谊?
Maybe your own dream?
或者是甚至是你自己的梦想?
Maybe your goal?
或者是你的目标?
Maybe your finances.
或者是你的财务。
Maybe your FICA point.
或者是你的这个信用的这个程度。
Maybe your credit scores.
就是你的这个信用的这个数字。
Be willing to say, God, I want to do your will at whatever cost.
而愿意说，神，我愿意遵行你的旨意，不管是付上什么样的代价。
If our faith is not going to cost us anything, it's really not faith.
如果我们的信心不需要发生，不需要任何代价，很可能就不是信心。
God's will for our life is so great that it's going to cost our total obedience.
神的旨意是这么样的美好，会需要我们付上所有的一切。
But if it doesn't cost me anything, really, we don't need faith.
如果但是如果我们不需要付上任何的代价，那个就不叫做信心。
If we could do it for free, it doesn't require faith.
而且我们如果能够随意的就做了，也不需要信心。
But I would say this, whatever price you think you will have to pay, it is well worth the price.
但是我这里要跟你讲一句很确定的事情，就是说不管这个代价是什么，会是非常值得的。
We learn from Mary that she understood the will of God for her life.
我们从玛利亚的身上学到说她听到神的旨意。
And when she was willing to pay the price,
当她愿意付上这个代价的时候，
every one of us here are saved because of that simple obedience.
我们在座的每一位都因为耶稣的诞生而得救了。
Because we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ through a single girl.
因为我们在这边庆祝耶稣的诞生，就是因为玛利亚的顺服。
Everyone here,
我们在座的每一位。
When we hear the will of God and we're willing to pay the price, God will do great and amazing things through our life.
所以我们在座的每一位，当我们听到神的心意，而我们也愿意付上代价来遵行他旨意的时候，神要赐给我们更大的祝福。
Again, the problem is not that we don't understand God's will. We know God's will for us.
所以我们知道神的心意是什么。
But many of us don't want to pay any price for our faith.
但是我们不愿意付上这个代价。
We tell God, I love your will, God.
我们告诉神说，我很喜爱你的心意。
As long as it doesn't cost me anything.
只要我不要付上任何太多的代价。
As long as I could do whatever I want, I love your will.
只要我能够还能够行在我的自己的当中，我喜爱你的话语。
God's will for our lives is to bless us.
但是神在我们的身上的心意是要祝福我们。
His will for our lives is so that we could be a blessing to others.
他在我们身上的心意是要叫我们成为别人的祝福。
I hope all of us want that.
我希望我们在座的每一位也都希望有这样子的祝福。
The rest of the other religion basically says God will bless you.
基本上其他的宗教告诉我们说神他的神会来祝福你。
Live a good life, pray a lot, give a lot, then he will bless you.
你做好事然后多多的祷告，这个神就会来赐福给你。
But God's plan for our life is we will become a source of blessing to the world.
但是我们的神在我们每一个人身上的心意是要叫我们成为一个祝福的管道。
What does God want for Christmas?
所以神要什么样的圣诞礼物呢？
He wants his people to do his will.
他要他的子民遵行他的旨意。
He wants his people to pay the price.
他要的他的子民来付上代价。
And he wants his people, thirdly, to trust his promise, his word.
再来他要他的子民他的来相信他的话语。
Luke chapter 1 verse 34 reads this way.
路加福音第一章三十四节。
And it reads forward, How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel asked, The Holy Spirit would come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For nothing is impossible with God.
所以在三十四节，玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么会有这事呢？”天使回答说：“圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要应庇你，因此你所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。而且你的亲戚伊丽莎伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，在神只要是出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。”
God made a promise.
神有一个应许。
God said His words.
神说了他的话。
And Mary had to believe in his word.
玛利亚就相信了他的话。
Chapter 1 verse 45 also reads this way.
在45节这么说。
Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished.
这相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。
Mary believed God's word.
玛利亚相信神所说的话。
All of us really are walking by faith and being a Christian because we believe in the living word of God.
我们在座的每一位基督徒也都是相信神的话。
Here, today, this Christmas, God is waiting for people who is willing to believe his word.
在这个圣诞节的季节，神也在等候愿意接受他的话、相信他话的人。
Believe in his promises.
相信他应许的人。
Now, what I want to do is I want to give you some promises that I've always kept, and I would like for us to just one at a time listen to these promises, and as you claim it yours, if the Spirit leads you, please just stand from where you are.
现在我也愿意跟大家分享一些神的应许，让我们慢慢的一个一个来念。如果哪一个圣经上的应许是你经验过的，就请你从位置上站起来。
Luke chapter 1, 34 and 35, that was a promise of God to Mary.
在路加福音第一章34、35节，那是神对玛利亚的应许。
But listen to a lot of these promises that God is making to every one of us.
但是我们来听听神对我们每一个人的应许。
And it applies to us. Here we go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
约书亚记第一章第九节说，我不会离开你，我也不会撇弃，我必不撇弃。不必撇下你，也不会丢弃你。
2 Chronicles 7:14 says, If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
历代志下第七章第十四节说，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
Psalm 121 verse 3 says this way, He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will never slumber.
诗篇121篇第三节他说，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹。
Matthew 6 verse 33 says, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you as well.
马太福音第八章33节说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Matthew 16 verse 18 says, And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
马太福音第六章十八节说，我要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
John chapter 5 verse 24 says, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
约翰福音第五章二十四节，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Romans chapter 8 verse 1 and 2 it says, Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
在罗马书第一章里头。我没有详细的这个经文，但是他说，因为神的这个恩典，我已经得到了自由。
Romans 8:31 says, "If God is for me, if God is for us, what does the rest to say? Who can be against us?"
在罗马书里头又说，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢
？Romans 8:38-39 says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons." Neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
又在罗马书第八章三十八节这边说到，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Scripture is full of him making promises to us.
在这个圣经的话语里头，充满了神对他子民的应许。
God is wanting this Christmas for every one of us to believe in his word.
神要我们在这个圣诞节的季节，相信他在圣经上给我们每一个人的应许。
To trust in his promises.
相信他的应许。
Now, this is about 2,000 years old story.
我们今天讲的这个故事是一个2000年的故事。
Ever since then, Hundreds of thousands of songs had been written.
有千千万万的歌曲都来赞叹这个事情。
O Holy Night.
有我们刚刚唱的圣善夜。
All the hymnals we just sang.
都我们刚刚所唱的所有的诗歌。
Jingle Bells.
或者是甚至这个 Jingle Bells 这个圣诞歌曲。
Hundreds of thousands of songs and composing pieces have been written about this event.
有许许多多的歌曲都在来颂赞这个基督降生的故事。
But the very first Christmas carol was sung by Mary.
但是第一个圣诞的歌曲却是玛利亚所唱的。
This is found in chapter 1, verse 46 and forward. Mary sings the first Christmas carol.
在第一个圣诞歌曲就是玛利亚唱出来，在46节之后，路加。
Just the first verse, it says, And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant.
他一开始就说我心尊主为大我灵以神我的救主为乐因为他顾念他使女的卑微
We don't have music pieces here but this is a song Mary sang
虽然我们这边没有这个其他的乐曲但是这个是玛利亚一个颂赞神的诗歌
Why? Because she believed in God's promise
为什么呢因为她相信神在她身上的应许
She magnified, glorified God
她借着这个事情来荣耀神
There's two types of scope that we use in a common day.
我们现在通常有用两种仪器来看东西。
First one is microscope.
一个是显微镜。
What is a microscope? You look through and to see something very small, magnified.
我们就是用显微镜来看非常非常小的微生物，然后放大以后，我们可以看得更清楚。
Second one is telescope.
另外一个就是望远镜。
We use a big Hubble telescope to see the universe that we can't see with our own naked eyes.
我们用这种很强烈的这个望远镜来看很远一个很大的星球，我们看不见，用肉眼看不见的。
Two way perhaps for all of us to understand faith.
所以有用这两种方式来了解信心的功课。
When you look through a microscope, your problems are big.
当你可以用显微镜看的时候，你的问题好像很大。
Mary could have looked through the microscope and said, I'm a virgin, I don't have this, I don't have that. What is this problem? She could magnify the problem.
所以当你用显微镜来看你的问题的时候，玛利亚就说，我又是一个童女，我又还没结婚，我怎么能生孩子呢？这个问题越来越大。
The ideal of I glorify, magnify her is she looked up to the stars and she looked up to the amazing God with the telescope.
但是她的决定却是用望远镜来看这个遥远的星星，就是他不能够理解的这个遥远的星球，来了解神的心意是什么。
When God calls you, most of the time, all of us are looking through a microscope.
当神呼召你的时候，大部分的人都是用显微镜来看我们自己。
How can this be, God? I don't have enough money.
这怎么可能呢？我的钱不够多。
I don't have enough ability.
我的能力不够大。
Rather than looking to God, who is great. The ideal of Mary magnifying God was she saw the amazing God.
但是玛利亚所看到的却是这个全能有全能的神。
How will you answer God?
你要怎么样来回应神呢？
Think about it. How do you commonly answer God?
我们都每一个人都想想看，我们通常怎么样回应神？
Do you magnify your problems?
你是把自己的问题放大吗？
Or do you magnify?The awesome glory of God.
还是你依靠那个全能的上帝。
All we really need to do is rather than looking down, we just need to look up.
我们唯一所需要做的事情就是不是从我们低头把它改变成抬
头。The universe, the creation will tell the story of its own about our amazing God.
这个天地的创造跟这个天地的万物可以告诉我们的神是多么伟大。
I'm not sure what problems you might have today.
我不了解你可能有什么样的问题。
Maybe you are at that crossroad where God is calling you.
有可能你就是在这个十字路口，就是神在呼召你的时候。
He's revealing His will to you.
他向你显明他的心意。
And you know that I should pay the price.
你也知道说我跟随主，我必须要付上这个代价。
And you want to follow in obedience.
但是你也愿意顺从神的旨意。
But you're looking through a microscope.
但是你只是看到你自己的问题。
You're thinking about what I can do.
你只有想到说我能做什么呢
？We can't do much.
我们不能做什么。
But God can.
但是神在神凡事都能。
Nothing is impossible with God.
在神凡事都能。
I would like for all of us to be willing to say, God, I'm willing to do Your will.
我希望我们在座的每一位都愿意说，神啊，我愿意遵行你的旨意。
I'm willing to pay the price.
我愿意为你付上代价。
I'm willing to trust you.
我愿意来相信你，来顺服你。
Because you are a great God.
因为你是一个全能，你是伟大的真神。
I believe this is what God wants for Christmas.
我相信这是神他所要的圣诞礼物。
If you are not done shopping for God,
如果你还没有完成准备好你的圣诞礼物。
Think on these three simple points.
想想看这三点很简单的一个信息。
Wherever you may be today, maybe the first thing you need to say, God, let your will be done in me.
或许我们今天第一步就可以说，愿你的旨意成就在我的身上。
For many of you who already understand the will of God, it's time now for you to say, God, I will pay the price.
或者很多人已经了解神的心意是什么，让我们就愿意说，我愿意付上跟随你的代价。
For you to say, Lord, I will trust in your word.
再来，我们就说，神，我愿意相信你自己的能力，你的作为。
Again, one thing, only thing I could promise you is this.
我有一件事情，我是可以能够很确定，能够跟你确认的。
When we want His will.
当我们要神的心意的时候，
willing to pay the price，
当我们愿意为他付上代价的时候，
willing to trust His word，
也愿意相信他的应许的时候，
each of our life will never be the same，
我们每一个人的生命就会被改变。
We will be blessed，
我们不但会被祝福，
but we will be a blessing to others，
我们也会成为别人祝福的一个管道。
God bless you，
神祝福你们每一位。
This Christmas，
这个、
Let me take a short moment to pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for your word.
神，感谢你自己的话语。
We want to do your will.
我们要来遵行你的旨意。
We want to pay the price.
我们愿意付上代价。
And we're willing to trust your word.
我们也愿意相信你的应许。
Father, bless us.
神祝福我们。
And help us to be a blessing to others.
And 让我们成为别人的祝福。
It is in the name of Jesus I pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢 Pastor CJ 给我们这么美好的信息，让我也深深的感受到，特别是第二点，我觉得 pay the price， 我们已经很少在为神 pay 什么样的 price， 为着我们爱我们的主，为着在十字架上为我们舍命的这一位主配什么样的 price。 所以很好的一篇信息，我们回去以后我们可以仔细的思想，我能够为神付上什么。我们用这首诗歌，我们再一次来赞美他，我们来唱小伯利恒111首。